we go for that?
This is a crazy idea. For the first time, the crazy idea that's being discussed for the first time here at Business Jazz Preparation Session. Across the table from me is a guy called Ian Armstrong, who nobody who's listened to Business Jazz has ever heard mentioned before. But he's been in, he's been telling me he's been in business multimedia productions in Cork for quite a long time. Haven't you, Ian?
I have. Biggest secret in Cork City, definitely. Unknown.
Well, he's just come up with an idea, and Roger Overall is sitting across the table, and this is a secret. Don't tell anybody about this. We're going to do an experiment. We're actually going to... Are we really serious about this, guys? Are we actually going to film the podcasting of Business Jazz?
You realise I'm going to have to lose 10 pounds to get a haircut.
We're actually going to... I mean, Ian, you're going to film it, yes? We're not even going to notice you, yeah?
Fly on the wall,
right? I won't even be aware it's happening,
absolutely
yeah?
Absolutely not.
I don't have to change my underpants that morning,
no,
do I?
Absolutely not.
It's not going to be...
You're
not going to be walking around kind of getting... putting the camera, moving the camera all the time, telling me to stop speaking.
No. The thing is, fly on the wall, it's going to capture the essence of Business Jazz.
Do you think we could possibly... I mean, Business Jazz lasts about 30 minutes, the podcast, you know? I mean, are we talking about actually recording the whole of it?
I think maybe a shorter one. I think maybe 15 minutes. A specific
kind of edited highlights?
Kind of, yeah.
An extract from it?
Yeah.
Well, look, all that's in your hands, right? I mean, the best way we found to do the podcasting of Business Jazz was to let Mark Cotton in the UK have complete and total control over the edit, right? I have no influence whatsoever on the edit, the number of ums he takes out, or the way he, you know, turns it up and turns it down, and the timing of the intro and all that. So you'll do everything, yes?
Do everything, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Roger, do you feel okay about this?
I do. I mean, it reminds me of... I can see how this works. I can see the model is there. Jerry Seinfeld does this thing called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
You've introduced me to that, actually. I watched it on
the
weekend.
Really, and I can see exactly... how the sitting down and having a chat type is similar to that coffee, having coffee bit. And it's a fantastic, fantastic offer.
How long does Jerry...
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. The longest ones are 17 minutes.
Yeah.
But they are... And then what he also does is he has the spare bits. So there'll be like bits that were good but didn't make it into the final cut. And you can just watch those individually as well. It's excellent. It is really excellent. It is, you'd almost say it's the future of television, except it's not on TV. It's an internet based program, and it's fabulous.
So Ian, you would actually just come along here on a Tuesday morning when we're recording Business Jazz. You would set yourself up and all that, and we would just carry on.
Completely.
As per normal.
I'm oblivious.
Roger, there'd be no playing to the camera now. There'll be no turning to the camera and, you know, speaking directly
into
the mic.
You're telling me. Look who's talking.
All right, it's a revolutionary idea as far as I'm concerned. It's actually, Ian, when you came up with it last night at Smarter Egg in Ballincollig, I thought, wow, that would... And it was the fact that you used the word experiment, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, the great thing about it is you can experiment with anything.
Course,
you know,
of course.
Let's do an experiment, right? We can always never do another one of them, or we can always decide, well, we'll tweak it this or that or whatever. And
well, experiments can't fail, can they?
Experiments cannot fail, no.
Well, I'm
absolutely.
I have to preface that, but the results are the results of the experiment, and you know,
absolutely,
and you get an answer, you get some information regardless.
Yeah. So.
I think that was mentioned last night at the Smarter Egg event, actually, as well, that there are no. Bad experiment, there's no
that guy
experiment.
Hugh O'Donovan, who was talking about mindfulness,
he said something very
very
similar.
Impressive
very,
ideas yeah. about yes, how there are no failing in mindfulness anyway, and that actually in adopting new habits or anything like that, but the mentality, the mindset.
That's it, exactly.
So we're in the mindset of growth, I think this is called, the growth mindset for Business Jazz. This is, now we've been doing this is another form of, tell me, are videos podcasts? They are, aren't they?
Podcasts, originally podcast was an Apple term that they used for anything that was streamed through iTunes. So it was video.
Was that where it came from?
That's where it came from.
It was all about a pod.
iPod.
An iPod. Cast.
Broadcast iPod. That's where that term actually came from.
And the word has taken off now?
Podcast is universal. It's like Hoover.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it is.
And you can have an audio podcast and you can have a
video.
You can have a video podcast.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you know? Yes, he says straight away.
Did I know?
That Adobe got really upset when people started using Photoshop as a generic term.
That's right.
Oh, you're going to Photoshop your...
You actually had to say... You actually... Right. They send out specific directives, I think, to magazines and editors as to how you could use the phrase. And the phrase actually included the trademark, copyright and everything
as well.
And you were banned from saying, I'll just Photoshop this photograph.
That's right.
Or has that photograph been Photoshop?
Did they fail to make that point of view stick? It's a crazy
history
point of
has
view.
Shown
yeah.
that any attempt to control the development of language fails. Always.
Yes.
That it's impossible to control language. So yes, they failed.
But you are right. I mean, it has. It's part of the. It's part of culture to say that if a photograph is after being enhanced, that is photoshopped.
Yeah.
And people don't even know where the name came from.
See, and to my mind, and I know there are people saying, oh, well, it pollutes the brand. Well, if my brand was the product, was the thing that you, I mean, how strong is that brand?
Oh.
I wouldn't mind too much. Provided it was in the right context.
It's like all MP3 players are all iPods.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Well,
so
I'm working on a project at the moment with hotels, and one of the amenities they all have is an iPod dock. And I'm fairly sure that this device must take other devices as well. It can't just be an iPod dock, but it's just that generic term. I think you're right.
Okay, so we're going to do a podcast, a video podcast version of Business Jazz, guys. God, this is a new member of the team.
A temporary experimental dipping toes in waters.
We'll do. So when are we going to do it, guys? Did we say
5th of February?
The 5th of February. Okay, wonderful.
I'm going to leave you.
I'm just going to get you guys photographed.